The official use of common schooling was invented by Plato. After him, the idea languished, its single torchbearer, the church. Educational offerings from the church were intended for, though not completely limited to, those young whose parentage qualified them as a potential guardian class. You would hardly know this from reading any standard histories of Western schooling intended for the clientele of teacher colleges. Intense development of the Platonic ideal of comprehensive social control through schooling suddenly appeared 2,000 years later in 18th century France at the hands of a philosophical cultus known to history as philosophes, enthusiastic promoters of the bizarre idea of mass forced schooling. Most prominent among them, a self-willed man named Jean-Jacques Rousseau. To add piquancy to Rousseau's thought, you need to know that when they were born, he chose to give away his own 5 offspring to strangers. If any man captures the essence of Enlightenment transformation, it is Rousseau. The Enlightenment project was conceived as a series of stages, each further leveling mankind, collectivizing ordinary humanity into a colonial organism like a Volvox. The penetration of this idea, at least on the periphery of our own founder's consciousness, is captured in the powerful mystery image of the pyramid on the obverse of our great seal. Of course, this was only one of the many colors to emerge with the new nation, and it was not the most important. An inference can be drawn from the fact that the pyramid was kept from public notice until 1935. Then it appeared suddenly on the back of our $1 bill, signaling a profound shift in political management.